Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. I'm here on Azure Friday. We're talking with Becky Oakes about the importance of security and audit logging within Azure.
Doesn't
sound super fun, but actually I used to be in banking, so security audit logging is like exactly what we do all day long.
Yes. So collecting your security audit logs is really important for your when you move your services to running on Azure. And just like you would do this on-premise, you would always want to collect your security audit logs running in Azure. So when you stand up your service running either IaaS or PaaS, you want to make sure you configure either to have the Windows Azure Diagnostics agent collect your security audit logs, or you would actually just, if you're working across the express route with your service, configure your Windows event forwarding to push those logs locally and do your analysis on-premise.
So the Windows Azure Diagnostic Agent, where is that running? Is that something in my virtual machine?
Yes. So when you configure your virtual machine, you're going to use the SDK to configure the Windows Azure Diagnostics Agent.
Okay.
And in that agent, you can then use the import settings to be able to say, first you say import diagnostics, and then you give the options to be able to specifically turn on the OS security event logging, which brings in the security events from that are just as part of the Windows OS events.
So these are the same ones I would see if I ran the event viewer.
Correct.
And I'm saying get all the security ones.
Exactly. And so, and we'll talk on the next minute here about what those events will actually be based on how Azure runs.
Cool.
Then the other thing is that we also recommend that if you're running a front end on a web role, for example, that you should collect your IaaS logs as well. Then you can look at and see what kind of activity you're getting to from, for example, customer connections. Typically, you do that analysis when you're looking at traffic coming to your instance, but you also may be interested in that for security reasons as well.
And everywhere here we see WAD, that's Windows Azure Diagnostics?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And these service definitions are part of making a cloud service?
Correct.
And how do I do this on a virtual machine?
So it's the same experience for if you're doing this, whether you're IaaS or PaaS.
Okay.
So just you work with the Windows Azure Diagnostics agent and download the SDK, and then add that into your role deployment, and then the information starts pumping from the local VM to your storage accounts. And then as part of when you set that configuration, we recommend that you set the retention strategy for how long you should keep those logs. Typically with your OS security events, they're gonna be more verbose, and the usefulness typically will go around 90 days, but some companies will, depending on if you're in different industries, you need to retain those longer. So for example, anywhere from 1 year to 3 years, but obviously you're gonna have to pay for that storage retention.
Right.
Then for your IaaS logs, those are actually very verbose. So we recommend that you are doing the analysis on those more real time, and typically anywhere from 14 to 30 days. But again, those are gonna be much more verbose, and you should do the retention that makes sense for your specific service.
And then once those are in storage, really you can just party on them however you want. Move them into blobs, bring them down, run HD Insight, whatever tools you want to build.
Yes. And as for example, IaaS logs are a great thing where they when you log them to blob to be able to do analysis using HD Insight. If you are actually pumping them back down to your on-premise infrastructure, you could pull them into your standard SIEM technologies, and then do your analysis locally on-prem and follow your standard processes.
So the security log and application log has just OS level things, but like I mentioned, I was in banking and we have very application specific things that happen.
That is great, because we're going to go right into talking about what we recommend in Azure for application audit logging. So one of the things for auditing, those of you, especially in the banking industry, understand that you need to think about your authenticated and trustworthy logging of your events in the system. And our traditional ones are the OS security events. And as I mentioned, when you configure that, you're going to, by default, get the audit policy that's defined as part of the OS in Azure, unless you're using IaaS and you've defined that yourself. But then even with the Azure audit policy, if you want to change the configuration of your audit policy, you can actually go in and use the audit pol commands as part of your role code and say configure different logging levels for that specific role. So if you want to modify what Azure provides by default, that's very simple to do in your role code. Then, so configuring, what we recommend is what we just talked about, configure it for WAD and or use the Windows event forwarding to collect that locally. But then we also recommend that as services have moved to the cloud, sometimes they forget, like you said, about instrumenting actually in their service itself. So
right.
the actual service, any of the privileged actions that occur in that service, they should actually be instrumenting and making sure that they're calling and those that in their code, and at this point just trace that event and mm-hmm. then store it specifically in an audit table for the service application. So for example, look for any elevation changes in your application,
right.
policy changes, configuration changes that's about the actual service that you're providing to your customers. Mm-hmm. And that's really important because Azure, even though we provide you some examples I'll talk about in a minute for being able to get other visibility to you to what's happening on your service in Azure,
right.
we don't actually go into your VMs and look at anything. That's your responsibility. So that's why we want to make sure that we're recommending to you to collect your OS security events and to collect your application audit events and IIS logs. So to give you some visibility to what we're doing in Azure, though, we mm-hmm. also have two options here where you can go in and you can collect your Azure operations events. And there's
okay.
a link to the MSDN
an
article.
What's an example of an Azure operations event?
So for be able, like if you reboot your VM, you mm-hmm. want to know what that a VM was rebooted. Maybe you deployed a service, get that information.
Mm-hmm.
So you can gives you a little bit of idea of what's happening in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is if you're integrating with Azure Active Directory, we recommend that you go and check out the access and usage reports that that team's made available.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some information about user identity logins and about being able to see some of the privilege actions that are happening in the services.
Mm-hmm. So like as a banking-minded person, things like challenging users, transferring money, very high-level business type things, I want to make sure that all of that's instrumented, flowing down through the tracing system, whatever trace listeners I think are appropriate are hooked
yep.
up, and then it eventually flows into storage
yes.
outside of my...
outside of those VMs, and
right.
then you can store that off based on your business retention. And then what's great about that is then you have that there and you can know what's going on in your service specifically.
Yeah, it sounds like getting it out of the VM,
yes.
getting it out of the app is
yes.
the most important thing.
Absolutely, because you really don't want to be always connecting an RDP into those boxes to go look at it. You need to get those that box, get the information off of it, and be analyzing the data without having to be locally connected.
I've always joked with a good security friend of mine that if a fundamental business process that you do every day involves RDPing into a machine,
yes.
then you need to really rethink
yes.
your
exactly.
fundamental business processes.
Yep.
What did you have next, you said?
That's all we had.
Very cool. So where can we learn more about this? You said that there's the Azure blogs, information about WAD?
WAD, Windows Azure Diagnostics, and
okay.
you can get that from the Windows Azure MSDN articles and from the several blog posts that we have here. I'll go back to that one right here.
Here
for example, we have a blog post on how to monitor a cloud service.
Very cool.
So anyways, thank you very much, and definitely appreciate your time.
Thanks. We're learning all about security logging and best practices here on Azure Friday. Thank you.